You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello. Welcome back. Yes, indeed, it is I, your host. And today we're going to talk about true friends. I have several true friends in my life. I'm extremely fortunate to have many friends. I don't have thousands of friends, but I have some friends that I've had for years and years and years. As a matter of fact, one of my good friends I've known since I was in the Marine Corps. And, looking at the calendar, going on 30-some years now. And recently I had a birthday, and don't send me gifts or cards or anything, but I did. And I had a birthday, and this friend in particular, he's gotten in the habit of calling me on my birthday for as many years as I can remember now, 10, 15, 20, I don't know, a lot of years. He makes the point of just giving me a phone call on my birthday. And we don't live in the same geographic area. He lives all the way on the other side of the country. But he does that because I am an important friend to him, and he's an important friend to me. And I would hope, this is one of the things I see in our world, we throw the word friend around with reckless abandon. This is my friend, friends on Facebook, and so on and so forth. And what does it actually mean to be a true friend? Number one, in order to be a friend for someone, it has to be a selfless relationship. If someone is in the relationship to get something for themselves, they're not really a friend. A friend is somebody who will lend to you or loan to you without thought of repayment. A friend is somebody who is there to listen, even though it's late at night or early in the morning or they're busy or what have you. And unfortunately, I believe that in our current culture, with the constant distraction and the constant instant gratification, in our instant gratification culture, that quite often people don't take the time to foster genuine, lasting friendships and relationships. The way you know that somebody is a good friend is if you don't talk to them for a week or a month or a year even, and then you do, can you pick up right where you left off, just like you talked to each other yesterday? And I have several friends in my life of whom that is the case. Yeah, we can not talk for weeks or months or more. But then when we see each other at an event or we talk on the phone or whatever, we pick up just like we talked to each other yesterday. And there's no animosity. There's no, oh, you didn't call me or what have you. It's none of this nonsense. And we don't, the great thing about having a genuine friend is that you don't have to have constant affirmation that they are your friend. And I see that in today's society. I see that in today's culture. People are seeking constant affirmation. They always have to have a comment or a like or a this. I mean, look at our social media culture. I mean, there are literally people out there who will get butthurt if their friends don't like their comment or don't share their comment or don't give them a little star or a heart or a thumbs up or whatever, because they're constantly seeking, you know, affirmation. They're seeking that approval. They're seeking that affirmation continuously. And if they don't get it, then they're sad. They're disappointed. They're like, how come you didn't like my... I mean, have you ever heard that? It's almost like Psychoville. Someone's like, how come you didn't like my post? I don't know. What answer do you want from me? That is why, and it's part of the reason I believe, that people don't take the time to foster genuine friendships. Now, something else that I've found, and most of my really good friends are friends with whom I've shared either hardship, and we've gone through tough times. Like, for instance, the friend who called me the other day, we were in the Marine Corps together, we were deployed overseas together. So adversity, we shared adversity. That's the word I was looking for, excuse me. We shared adversity. Adversity breeds camaraderie. People who have gone through similar circumstances, especially similar hardships or trials or what have you, are the best of friends, because they know that the person that they're talking to understands what they've gone through. That's why people who often have military relationships or relationships that they develop when they were in the Army or the Navy or Marine Corps or whatever will stay friends for a long, long time, even though, you know, 20 or 30 or 40 years will go by, because they shared that common adversity. They shared that hardship together, but they know that that other person understands. You know, years ago, my wife's father was a Vietnam combat veteran, and I was a combat veteran of a different era. But we sat down one time in this middle of the summer, you know, grilling out, and shared a beer and talked a little bit about our experiences. And he opened up and he shared some of his Vietnam experiences with me. And my wife said, you know, afterwards, she goes, how come he never talked to me about that? How come he never shared that with the family? And I said, because you couldn't really understand. You could listen and you could nod your head and you could say, okay, thanks for sharing, but you couldn't really understand what it was like to go through that. Now, even though he and I weren't in the same war together, we weren't in combat together, we were in combat in separate situations. So he knew that I would get it, but I wouldn't understand. And that's how, you know, many veterans are with each other, is because they understand that that other veterans, other people with similar experiences, get it. And I've developed friendships with people of whom I've never served. I never served with them at the same time, but we had similar backgrounds, and so we could understand each other. Ladies and gentlemen, take the time to develop true, genuine friendships in your life. Be the friend who listens. Be the friend who calls on someone's birthday. And be the friend who is selfless. If you're constantly looking for likes and affirmation and, you know, then that's not really true friendship. A true, genuine friend is someone, like I said, of whom you might not talk for a year or more. And then you see each other or you call each other on the phone or whatever, and boom, you pick up right where you left off because you're actual, true, genuine friends. My hope for you, my listeners, is that you will develop a few. You don't need a lot. You don't need hundreds or thousands. You just need a few true, genuine friends in your life. And I am very blessed to have a few genuine friends in my life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for Student of the Morning Mindset today. Oh, it's so easy for me to fall back into that other program. But that's it for Morning Mindset today. Thank you very much for being a part of the Morning Mindset audience, for listening, for sharing, for giving us whatever your favorite podcast or player is, giving us a thumbs up or a star or a recommendation. Share this with somebody else. Let them know. And we can help grow and spread the word and engage in positive, productive talk each and every day. All right. That's it for now. I'm going to go drink some coffee. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.